Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and yes, hello for the first time this week. I must admit I did take yesterday off.
That's fair enough. Most of the Asian markets were closed as well.
Well, funny enough, Hong Kong's closed today. We're having our morning meeting this morning here at Argonaut, and they weren't there either, having today off. We had yesterday off, or some of us did anyway. And the market's really had the last 2 days off because it was down 6 points yesterday. It's actually down 0.4 of a point. So I don't know whether to call it down or up, no matter what it was. But the number for today is 99.
Why?
I can see 99s everywhere. I'm bored out of my brain. I'm looking for things to talk about. And I've come up with 99. I'm trying to get smart here.
Yes, you are.
The index has closed down 0.4 at 6,299. The gold price is up 60 cents at $1,199. And Woodside finished at $37.99. So that's my contribution for today.
Well done, Kevin. You have outdone yourself for the 99s on this Tuesday.
Let's forget about the fact that we've had the smallest budget deficit in the last decade, according to Josh Frydenberg, our treasurer, and oil stocks are on the rise, and Linus have got all sorts of problems in Malaysia, and gold shares are under the pump. All that matters is 99. That's the important things to talk about today. And funnily enough, I'm looking at the value stocks for the day. There's quite a lot of them up today, but the index is not reflecting that. Mainly because the banking sector came under pressure today. As you know, last week we were saying they're up almost every day. Well, today they're actually down quite a bit. Commonwealth Bank, the Western, down 77. So all down half to 1.5%. But there are some stocks that are up, and we like to talk about those. BHP up 27. Woodside we've already covered. They're up 93 today. Rio up 59. CSL are up 59. There's a coincidence. I'll have to change my number. BlueScope up 49. Nine's definitely the
nine
number.
Is, yeah. Wonder how Channel 9 did today.
10. How boring are they? They're up 10 instead of 9. So that was quite interesting. What else did I see?
Well, I'll tell you what you would have seen, Kevin, and I know how much you love the Australian Securities Investment Commission, is that it slammed the banks for serious and unacceptable delays, saying it took, in some instances, 4.5 years on average to identify significant law breaches. So maybe that's why the banks copped a little bit of a whack.
Well, I think it could have done something to that. Yeah, waiting for the rap on the knuckles. It'll no doubt follow that.
Okay, Kevin, tell us how the currency is today.
It's weakening down a little bit. It got up to 73, which bothered me, but it's back down to 72.4. So euros are still $1.62. Sterling's $1.81. That's about the same. The gold price, as I mentioned, is up $1, hovering around there. So all in all, it's a quiet start to the week. Everyone's trying to call the market down, but they haven't really got a reason for it to go down. And the longer the month goes, which is only 3 more days, I might add, the more than likely might go up. So we're looking forward to that.
All right, looking forward to that indeed. Hopefully it's flying high, just like the Eagles on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, weren't they ever? Aren't we still happy about that? We've got 3 more days to bask in that.
Good on you, mate. Thanks.
Thank you, mate. Cheers, Ed.